Subscribe to Scratched on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so Eloy, do you have any tattoos?
I have a tattoo on my left cheek.
Do you seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Clarify cheek for the audience.
Welcome to Scratched. Okay, so Eloy, do you have any tattoos?
I have a tattoo on my left cheek.
Do you seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Clarify cheek for the audience. Because you're showing us right now, and frankly...
My ass.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to see, so you're going to have to describe it.
It just says...
Open your eyes. It's right there.
It just says...
You're a liar. You're a filthy liar.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it says, then, if you're going to be that way.
I'm calling Rick a liar, not you. Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I will
but
take
I
your word
know
for
what
that
it is.
One. Thank you very much.
I want to know what it is.
It says Dungeon Master on it.
Oh, right on.
Does, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
In cursive.
In cursive? Okay.
It's far away. It's far away from the pooper, so don't worry.
Well, I was just...
I feel like we're getting hoodwinked on this.
Look, hold on. Is there a way you can
show
prove
you?
That...
Of course no, I
no,
can
no,
show
no. No,
you.
No, no, what, no, no,
do you want
no,
it for
no, no.
a Christmas present?
Look, I actually ate lunch today. I'm, you know, trying to digest because the fact...
Screw it. We're all adults here. Just
oh,
jump
Jesus.
Up, turn around, drop trowel.
I've got a patch. Since I was a kid,
do it.
I have a patch where no hair grows on my left butt cheek. It's like... it's a patch. And on there, I decided to
I swear to God.
To add that tattoo. Oh.
Because of the bald spot?
This will hide it.
Does it balance? I mean,
there's no symmetry to
it. Is
it
written in like
there's
curly
no
hair cursive?
There's no symmetry. Okay.
It's kind of grayed out at this time, you know, but it used to be. And I don't want to re-ink it because, frankly, you know, I'm just hoping it fades away.
You didn't get it done in a tattoo shop, did you?
Is this a jail tattoo?
Huh?
Is this a jail tattoo?
You didn't,
dude,
did you?
Just move on.
Which one of your friends did it?
No.
Which one of your friends did it?
I'm not. You guys move on with whatever you want to talk about.
Somebody did that in a basement somewhere, didn't they?
We don't have basements. It's all out in the sun.
Okay. In a dark room off the house.
I've got one here on my wrist, though, with, like what Rick said, with a pen, a pencil.
Yeah. That was off mic, just so everyone knows.
What was?
The comment about the tattoo on my finger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were recording at that point, so people will
oh,
not
by the,
know that.
By the way, I was
oh,
lying.
Intimate time.
I was lying about the tattoo.
I don't think you were. I really don't. I think that is fact.
Now I don't want you to prove it, because then we're just going to get a shot of your butt with nothing on it. And then you did get
either
us.
Either way, you lose.
There is no right. win. That is a no-win situation, I have to tell you. Scratched. Our Star Trek fans would call that... what the hell is that called now? I can't remember. Kobayashi Maru, I think is what it's called in the Star Trek world.
Hey, you guys, did you see... Just because we're on this topic, though, with all seriousness...
Okay. What
did you see that? Did you see that 70s show episode where Eric... Foreman decides to get a tattoo on his butt with the name Donna, and the guy that was doing it. Remember Cheech and Chong?
Yeah,
Cheech,
Tommy,
right?
Chong.
Tommy Chong's on the episode.
Yeah, and he's tattooed.
Yeah, he runs the film shack or whatever.
Yeah, so he's doing that, but they're all like drunk and high and this and that. And he says, "Man, I don't know what Becky's really gonna love this." And he says, "What Becky? What? It's Donna." And he says, "I can fix that." He starts trying to fix.
I never watched that show because I cannot. As much as you love Ben Affleck, I have the same amount of love for Ashton Kutcher. I cannot stand to watch that guy. Just, oh, my God. Mm-mm-mm. Pain.
I love that 70s show.
No, I never got into it. Never got into it. The kids watched it all the time and laughed, and I was just like, oh, my God. No thanks. Moving on. So the story on the tattoo. There is one. Growing up, my mom used to record her favorite soap opera, Days of Our Lives, I think is what it was. Okay. And there were two main dudes on there during this period of time, and I can't remember, nor do I care, what their names were. But they had these, I forget even what those things are called. They're sort of like a ninja sword. They've got the two little forks on the side and then the long, thin point coming up. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? I keep wanting to say scythe, but yeah. I know that's not it. Anyway, they had...
What did you say?
Scythe, but I know that's not it.
Oh, yeah.
They had those tattooed on their chest, and I always thought, man, that's cool. I would love to get a tattoo on the chest. Well, then I went through, I don't know, 15 years of allergy injections, and I'm like, I'm so sick of needles, I don't want another one in me, period, you know. So I meet Sherry, and she really got into hunting, and I mean really got into hunting. It was really, I don't know why she dove so deep in, but she just dove into it. And she says, you know, I really want to get a hunting tattoo. And I said, okay, all right, that's fine. And a couple of the guys we were talking with on the hunting site had a few of their own that they were getting. And she says, I've got this unicorn here on her chest, and it's kind of faded, and I don't like the way the colors turned out and all that. And she says, can we get this touched up? And we'd happen to be driving by the tattoo place. I said, yeah, whatever. So boom, in we go. So instead of getting her, or in addition to getting that touched up on her chest, with color and everything, she says, yeah, I want something with a particular broadhead, which is the killing part of the arrow, the pointy part. And I want it to say Just Hunt, because that was the group that we were really, really super tight with. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the guy draws up this quick logo and he says, okay, that's, you know, $180. I went, holy crap. Yeah. Oh my God. Are you for that? Are you kidding me? He says, you know, let me. A lot of it's, you know, my time. And I went, obviously, hello.
Yeah.
Because the guy traced the freaking broadhead. I mean, come on, man. I could have done that. Jesus. Yeah. But anyway, long story short, the more the guy's doing her, and she's got it on her back, just below the shoulder blade, the more the guy's doing the tattoo on her, I'm like, that's really kind of a cool tattoo. And there's another dude standing around and he's got nothing to do. His next appointment is like 3 hours down the road. And I said, well, you busy? And he says, no, not really. I said, well, why don't you do that on me right here? And he, yeah, okay, whatever. Well, I guess there's this thing when you get a tattoo, like if they go too deep and they have too thin a needle, you get scarification on it. This guy scarred me up like crazy because Stevie Wonder could read this thing. I mean, it's just solid lines. This was 2008, and I can still feel every one of the lines and all the letters and everything else, right? So
yeah, that's not good.
No, I mean, it's fine. You know, it hurt like hell. Yeah. The closer they got to the chest bone, the more I was like, oh, Jesus, I'm going to die, you know. But, yeah, she was getting it, and I said, you know, that looks cool. Let me get it. And on a whim, I just did it. So I'm walking around TIAA-CREF at that point, and I'm wearing white dress shirts and everything, and I got this big patch of cotton on the top of it for the first few days. And my boss is like, what's the matter with you? I said, well, I'll show you in a couple of weeks. Now, you know that those things scab up and you get little black flecks all over the place. It looked like a pen exploded on me at some point because I got little black flecks all over me. Finally, the thing shows up and or stops doing whatever it does, I guess flaking off or whatever. And I take the bandage off and I go to work and I forget I got to wear a t-shirt because now this thing is blowing right through the white dress shirt, you know. And my boss is like, is that what you were covering up? I'm like, yeah. He says, you need to get t-shirts. So from that point forward, I've always worn, you know, white t-shirts underneath dress shirts, period. But yeah.
Fun fact. Did you guys know? I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to either one of you. I did tattoos for almost 3 years.
No.
Yeah.
You've never said that.
I did my own.
Really?
Yeah. Scratched. You want to talk about pain? Doing your own tattoo is pain.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine, dude.
Yeah, everything on this arm I did. except the crappy one on there. One of my friends did that one.
That's crazy, yeah. Dude.
I did one on my chest. It's just small. One on my knee, or my lower thigh. Two on my lower thigh, one on my ankle. I have a largemouth bass on the side of my leg. 26 in all.
Dude, you're all tatted up.
That's insane.
Yeah, and I think I did 18 of them on Amy.
I just figured you were in jail at some point, so I didn't really ask. I didn't want to dredge up
that memory. I've never understood
that. Jail free.
I've never understood, personally, the whole tattooing thing from a point of view of just my point. I've never understood.
I have had a lot of people say that to me that I've talked to.
Yeah,
like, why?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not, you know.
I don't know, because I could.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, like, if you do a tattoo when you're young, it looks, you know, you're young, and then your skin starts to stretch, and all of a sudden that tattoo's like, all hell, you know. So I've never understood, and marking yourself, like, you know how criminals, I mean, I guess you don't want to, you're not going to steal anything, but criminals with tattoos, like, if they have a teardrop, like, there's this one video,
yeah.
And he's got, like, a little teardrop, and he's, like, robbing a bank, and his eye, his mask shows a little bit of the teardrop on the side, and then he's walking in the street, they bust the guy. It's like, I don't know. But tattoos have been around forever, right?
Oh, forever. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tribal times, yeah.
Scarification, too, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But
I know what you were saying about, like, when you said he was getting close to your collarbone.
Oh, God. Well, it was more the breastbone, you know.
Well, I had a friend.
Oh,
start one on my shoulder up here.
Yeah.
And he couldn't finish it.
Because it hurt so bad?
No, it tickled so bad.
Tickled?
What? Yes. Okay, I can't explain it. It hurt here.
Yeah.
But when he got up here, it started tickling so bad.
You are an odd one.
Up towards my shoulder. I just couldn't. I was like, dude, you got to stop. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I didn't feel that sensation, I'll tell you that. I wanted to punch
I've never felt that before either until that.
That's crazy.
That tat.
Check this out. Tattooing has been practiced across the globe since at least the Neolithic times. And they found mummified, preserved skin, ancient art, and in just archaeological records. Both ancient art and archaeological finds of possible tattoo tools suggesting tattooing was practiced in the Paleolithic period in Europe. So it's been around forever.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt
that. I know there's places where you can get those old style tattoos done where they use the single needle and poke you and dip and poke and dip, and it just takes hours. Yeah.
There's a process in some South American tribe where they're taking basically that single needle, if you will, dip and poke, but they're going in with a hammer-ish kind of thing, like a baton almost on the top of it.
Oh, wow.
And bang, and bang, and bang. So this guy goes down and stays with him for like a year. I watched this documentary a while ago. Stays with him for a year, and before he leaves, they offer to give him one of, because it's a huge honor, you know what I mean? One of the tattoos is a movement from child into manhood, right? Childhood into manhood. But this other one that he got is like this biggest tribal honor, like only the chiefs get it and the most important people in a tribe. So he chose to get a band on his leg, and it was like 19 hours. One pinprick at a time. You know what I mean? In the middle of this jungle.
Wonder if it's less or more painful that way.
He said it was more painful than the other ones he'd gotten because it was so drug out and so long. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's
it seems like it would be worse.
Yeah, it's dark and big like that one on your forearm. You know what I mean? For those who can't see, Ryan's got is it a big dragon or something on there?
It's just a tribal. It's actually to cover up a crappy tattoo, but the friend that covered it up covered up the crappy tattoo with an even crappier tattoo.
Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the mysticism is behind it. They certainly came on strong, you know, over the past decade and a half or so. I mean, everybody and their brother has them now. God, people got them at work around their neck and everything, places I would never think of doing, you know.
I don't get that. The neck... In the head.
Yeah, or the face.
I have an acquaintance that has like the flames up on his head. He's bald.
Oh, man.
I just, why? Why
that would
do
hurt,
that?
Number one.
I can cover all of mine up with sleeves.
Sure.
Like, I don't have anything you can see.
Yeah.
And Amy wanted to get, we had talked about this. I think arm tattoos look trashy on a woman. I don't, it's just my taste.
Sure.
But she has two cherries, two sets of cherries on her wrists that I did. And those look okay, but I guess it just depends. But
I'll have to go back and watch a video.
So the United States of America, I did not know, I'm looking at it now. I didn't know that the military kind of prohibits tattoos. There's,
yeah, they do now.
There's,
yeah,
some branches they're saying that, except for like the Air Force, they regulate all kinds of body modification. Any tattoos are deemed,
yeah, because you're government property, I think, when you're military, aren't you?
Yeah, you're
that's how they consider it.
Yeah.
You're,
legally,
I've
you're
heard that, but
now see, my grandpa was in the Korean conflict, and he was a boxer. He was in the Navy, and he did the Golden Gloves boxing. And he had a boxer on his arm that he got done when he was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guy, you know, with his dukes up. So he got it done while he was in the military. So sometime between then and now, things must have changed.
Well,
unless he got it and wasn't supposed to.
Throughout the world, it says here that different military branches, tattoos are regulated under policies or strictly prohibited. So it's not looked upon kindly. And I thought it was the other way around. Like, you know, I thought it was totally the other way around.
Well, your dad served. My grandfather served. Everybody I knew growing up was in, you know, either World War II and or Korea. The guy Neil across the street that I emulated most of my life was, I mean, he had one on each forearm, you know. But he was... I believe he was military. I'll have to ask my dad. I can't remember now, but I'm pretty sure he was. My grandfather never had any of it. He wouldn't think of it.
My dad either.
My dad was kind of shocked by it. You know what I mean? When I first showed him mine, he's like, "What did you do?" Well, you know, all right, whatever. But
because you're kind of marking yourself, you're kind of just, you know, you're saying, "Boom," and this is, and it's kind of like forever. They can take them out though, right? Like there's this procedure and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, but is it? It is.
It's worse than the tattoo.
Yeah, and more. Oh my God, the cost is outrageous. Yeah. You know.
Yep.
But you know.
And you were right on the cost, and you said that tattoo was $180.
Yeah.
That is way marked up, way marked up, because that ink, even the expensive ink, mm-hmm, and the needles, because you buy the needles pre. What's it called?
Sterilized.
I forget now. Yeah, they have it in the capsules already and everything.
Yeah.
To buy all that equipment and everything is just dirt cheap. Like a tattoo doesn't cost more than $5 maybe.
Wow.
In ink and needle and everything.
Well, I paid $340 for two, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus her touch-up. Yeah.
But it's the art. It's the artist, right? Like, you can have any, hey, man, I could.
You're paying for their time and their expertise.
I'm going to Walmart, really. Man. Don't worry. I'll be right back. I'm going to make that, you know, it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, I can't see the day where Walmart's doing tattoos. I'm still trying to figure out why they're in optics. I can't imagine how that would be with tattoos.
In banking.
Banking?
Hey, since
Wood Forest Bank. At least around here in the Walmarts, there's a bank in them called Wood Forest, and they're just, it's so well known for scams.
Really?
Like, I don't know why anybody would bank there.
That's pretty scary, actually.
Now, when they start getting into dental,
yeah,
then we need to
draw on that line.
Well, they should have stopped that. They should have stopped that bikinis, but they didn't do that, did they?
You selling them?
Selling them and allowing people in with them.
Oh. I was like, what? Now I get it. All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
We've all seen those videos, right? Those
horrific. Yes.
In those pictures, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are. Well, actually, Ryan sent a picture, I thought, the other day, right?
You know it gets bad when there's a whole site dedicated to it, right? Mm-mm-mm. People of Walmart.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's affected the way I go there, I can tell you that.
Speaking of people of Walmart-ish talk, me and Amy went grocery shopping. Amy and I went grocery shopping this afternoon, evening, and we were just getting out of the car, me, her, and the kids, and this dude came walking out, and you know, to each their own, but sometimes you see things that you're just like, why? What possessed you to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. This guy comes walking out, and his head shaved, straight down the middle, shaved down the middle, shaved on the sides, two strips of hair, probably about inch and a half wide, running this way.
Across the, towards the front.
Hanging down.
What? Like bangs? Yes.
Not hanging down in the back, hanging down in the front.
Was he a gothic kind of guy? Into goth?
Not really.
Wow.
And it was intentional. It had to have been intentional.
Yeah, that's... Because you wouldn't get out of the chair, right? I mean, like, really, that's it? You missed some.
I'm like, dude, I only got $9. Oh, I'm going to have to stop here.
I know you have one eye looking this way and one eye looking that way, but really, you can't see this? I mean, finish.
Did you guys have mullets back in the day? Because
yes,
I had a mullet.
Very much.
I had a mullet
you
back
had
here,
to.
Dude.
Before my time, dude.
Yeah, we were mullet.
We had
mulleting.
Bowl cuts. Bowl cuts were my generation.
I didn't go, you know, Joe Dirtie, right? But yeah, I had one. Yeah,
no, I didn't sure. go. I didn't go Joe Dirtie at all. But I did have the mullet. It would come down, and then it would mm-hmm. do little curls. And it got to the point where people would, as opposed to letting the whole mullet happen, they'd cut the sides of the mullet and leave like a string. There was a time
rat tail. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Those were fun to pull.